Chapter 4 For 5 Silver Pieces. I stared at my father in disbelief. Why? Why, Papa? Why are you sending me away? What have I done wrong? I had not uttered a single word on the way back from Shawan. I wanted to save all my questions for Papa. I didn't dare to believe what I thought might be coming, and I did not trust Aunt May. I only wanted to know one thing. Did my Papa know about this? He did. I was to be wed in a week. In a week, I'd be going away. I'd have a new family. Begin a new life elsewhere. The woman we'd met today was indeed a dressmaker, but she was also my prospective mother-in-law. And what had taken place in Shawan was, in fact, a bridal inspection. And I had passed with flying colors, Aunt May said, fetching a bride price of 5 silver pieces. For once in her life, she sounded proud of me. Oh, why didn't I misbehave at the shop? Why do you have to be so hopelessly obedient all the time, Jing? Really, you'd throw yourself under the wheel of a horse cart if a grown-up told you to. But what was the use of lamenting at this point? I couldn't even bear to look at her. The woman who had sold me. My own aunt. But what hurt so much more was the look of sorrow and defeat on Papa's face as he tried to explain his part in this awful affair.
It's not like that, Jing.
Papa scratched his chin vigorously as he cast a desperate glance in Grandmama's direction. My fate lay in the hands of the senior women in the family, because men were not supposed to concern themselves with petty household affairs. I knew Papa wouldn't and couldn't save me. But I was still disappointed. Not just at Papa, at everyone.
Jing, Grandmama began in her raspy voice, I'm sure you'll be happy there. The Guo family is respectable and wealthy. They will feed and clothe you well.
As though I cared, I burst into loud...